Hello, I'm Bobby Tryon, and this is North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, California. I interview nonprofits and community organizations and people who are doing things in the North State. I'd like to welcome Jenny Lowry from thegroundupfarms.org. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
You know, this is fun for me because, as I said, I learned so much about great things that are going on here in Chico, and this sounds like one of them. Now, are you in Chico or are you in Concow?
We originated in Concow, and that was our base until the campfire.
All right, well, we'll start from the beginning. I know you are a nonprofit.org, so you had to do some work to do that, I'm sure. That's not an easy thing to do. And of course, you have to do some sort of a mission or an idea about what the whole thing is about. So can you give me a little bit of information about that?
Sure. We began because of my health journey. We decided that it was so simple, in essence, learning how to eat healthy and make better life choices dramatically changed my health, which changed my life. Then we decided we could teach this. And so, you know, our mission is to teach people to grow their own food, how to cook from the food that they grow, also how to grow what they want to cook, and then also how to do the other things that come with it. There's social aspects, there's emotional aspects, extremely therapeutic. It's tends to be a very safe environment. We work a lot with at-risk populations. That was our original mission, was to teach nutrition, gardening, cooking, life skills in general. And then the campfire happened. So because of our connection to Lake Concow Campground, it just made sense to focus on that area. So we kind of expanded our programs. And through grants with North Valley Community Foundation, we were able to acquire a mobile sawmill, a backhoe, and a dump truck, and we offer those services with professional volunteers that are very experienced, and we come to the Concow yards, and we're helping them turn their negative trees, the burned trees, into usable lumber. We're helping them trench. We're helping them level for RVs and for containers or sheds. We're helping pull stumps out. You're looking at $400 an hour, 4-hour minimum to bring a piece of heavy equipment to Concow. So we went out and found the equipment and were able to offer it for free. So our programs, I guess, have dramatically changed since the fire.
Oh, for sure. So you started back in 2012 is when you arrived up here in the North State?
Correct.
Okay. And you ended up in Concow?
Yes.
What prompted you to actually start working on this?
You know, it's a funny story. I was almost 300 pounds, 7 heart attacks, 2 strokes. My cardiologist quit. I lost my job because my health was costing the company too much. There I sat in a 3,000 square foot house in Fresno, and my career was in the agricultural chemical industry, and all of a sudden I was lost. I talked to my son, who was connected to the campground in Concow, and we decided, you know what? I need a change. So I got rid of everything, moved my 26-foot travel trailer to Lake Concow Campground and never looked back. I learned how to garden. I learned how to eat healthy. I learned how to go for a walk every day. It's an amazing space, and I found myself for the first time at Lake Concow Campground.
Nice. Now, your son was already in Concow. Is that how you ended up there?
Yes, he has property up on Granite Ridge, and then he's worked with Lake Concow Campground for years, performing and doing sound at, used to be Wild Mountain Fair, then it became the Sacred Movement Healing Festivals, and who knows what it'll morph into once we get, you know, everything open again.
Yeah. So there's a garden there. Was there a garden there to start, or is that something that you created?
There was already a garden, and it just didn't have a lot of help. And I had nothing to do. I was a workaholic, 16-hour days for most of my life. And there I sat at a campground. And so I spent many, many, many hours out in that garden just learning how to grow food. It was a pretty amazing experience for a city girl.
Did your son know about gardening?
My son has gardened and grown his own food most of his adult life. Is organic. His son has always grown up organic, and it's just a natural part of their life. My grandson's about to be 18, but he was 13 or 12, I think, and he says, "You know, Grandma, it's really simple. When you read the labels, if you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your body." And it was like, oh, duh.
Smart kid.
You know, it's the simple lessons, and they were lessons that came from a child to a grandma. And I realized, you know, I made this transition at 52 years old. And if I could do this at 52 years old and find my way back to health, I was half of the person. I used to take 15 pharmaceutical medications to stay alive, and now I take two. I have damage to my heart, but I'm no longer diabetic. My heart disease is arrested. I've done a total transformation, and it isn't as hard as you think. You learn how to eat healthy, cook your own food for the most part, more fruits and vegetables, don't drink soda, drink more water, and go for a walk. And it's really consistency, and you know, you don't have to deprive yourself. I'm funny. If I want something, I want something. So I had to learn how to find a healthier version, or how to make a healthier version. And now that's normal for me. Anything I bake, I reduce the sugars, I replace them with healthier options. And it's truly been a learning lesson for me. I've learned as much from those that we do the workshops with as they have learned from us. I didn't know these things. So what we do is we go out and find those in the community that do know. And they come in, and they just, with big hearts, teach free. We have no paid staff. Nobody gets paid. We all just do this because it's really an important mission. People need help, especially after the campfire. The numbers from CAL FIRE were 58,000 people were burned out on November 8th, 2018. Only 27,000 residents lived in Paradise at that time. That leaves 31,000 people from Upper Magalia, and then you have the entire Highway 70 corridor, everything from Concal, Yankee Hill, Big Bend, Polga, Jarbo Gap. I could go on. And these people, to me, are just as valid as every fire victim. I'm in a strange position. My family lost 7 homes, 3 businesses, and they lost Lake Concal Campground. My daughter-in-law was trapped on Granite Ridge in the fire, and miraculously survived by finding a water hose that still worked at a house, put it on the roof of her car with a rock after soaking a big circle. And there she sat as the fire overtook her. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We got her back. It was 2 days before we could get her rescued. But we've got some crazy stories to tell. And our hearts are with these people. We went to a lot of funerals. There's nobody in my nonprofit world. There's no member of From the Ground Up Farms that didn't lose a home. There's no member of my family up in that area. So many friends. And here we are 2 years later. We're about to celebrate a 2-year memorial gathering to honor those that we did lose. And now we've got a whole new group of fire families. It doesn't matter anymore what fire you came from. What I found as we sit and we do pop-ups giving out gift cards, it's amazing. I have never seen such gratitude as the Bear Fire families thanking the campfire families, because we've become experts for these families. I just was overwhelmed by the number of people just expressing that extreme gratitude. Thank you for helping us learn this lesson faster. From your experience, I feel like it's almost a healing tool for some of these campfire families to be able to pay it forward.
Oh, it sounds amazing. So the garden area burned, everything burned with the campfire. So
everything burned at the campground, the garden, the caretaker's house, the Creekside Native American village that was on site, the entire campground has been reduced to ashes. So we're starting over, looking at the positive. I truly believe that, you know, out of tragedy, out of fire, out of whatever negative experience, beauty will rise. And so I try to think of things in terms of a phoenix. And so we have an opportunity at the campground to change things for this Concow and Highway 70 community. We've brought in grant funding to help make some necessary repairs, and we're about to open for campfire families at the campground. They'll be able to come in with their self-contained RVs and have a safe place to be.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Jenny Lowery from thegroundupfarms.org.
We're installing a community tool lending library as well as a food pantry. And there's two 40-foot containers going onto the property. And one will be an area, not a day-to-day food pantry, because we've got the amazing IAM's garden up in Concow. All we're going to offer is a place for agencies to come do their giveaways. We've spent 2 years hearing nobody can come help Concow because there's no real place to do a giveaway. And so everything up there has been done at the Pines Hardware. You know, thankfully, they've been so generous. But it's a dirt parking lot. And so we're going to be able to offer not only a place to do the giveaways, but we'll have the community garden back online. We'll have a tool lending library. We've got funding to put in a children's play area. And all of this is going to happen. The funding's in place. It's COVID kind of shut down volunteerism for the moment. But once we get back going and we're able to bring in the groups of volunteers, it's going to be all about rebuilding. Everything's in place. We just are desperate for volunteers as soon as we can do that safely.
That's one thing we can put out there, the word for volunteers. Did you have to write the grants? Do you have someone that's doing that grant writing for you? Are they fairly easy to get because, you know, what you're doing is so important?
I'm writing all the grants. When we started this crazy circus, I did not know nonprofit. I did not know grants. I did not know gardening. I did not know nutrition. I knew nothing. And we dove in because we realized as I walked my health walk, it's critical and it's just not that complicated. So we really, you know, start focusing on that kind of stuff. It's been an amazing journey. We have so much going on. Campground will have a community garden. We're going to open a farmer's market for the community to bring their homemade soaps and goods, to do trade tables, to do whatever this community needs. There will be food growing. A lot of the fruit trees made it. A lot have been replanted. Again, we need volunteers at the campground. We've got to increase the fence to keep the deer out. Right now, everything we plant, they're having quite the feast, but it's not so much for growing food for us. So we've got to get the fence repairs done. We need to build a new greenhouse. We've still got the shower structure needs to be rebuilt. We've got a sawmill. We're able to mill our own wood. We're able to do a lot of this ourselves. And it's been really, truly humbling to watch the Concow and Highway 70 communities all come together. Out of the fire again, beauty is rising as there's healing happening in the hills. We bring this equipment in for free. They have to be there to assist. They can also learn if they want, which becomes an employable skill over in Paradise. They're able to go from yard to yard through Concow and help their friends and their neighbors, people they never talked to in 20 years. Now they're over there helping them mill wood for a new shed for their animals because winter's coming. The healing that's going on, it's really exciting to be a part of all of this.
You are listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. I'm Bobby Tryon, and we've been speaking with Jenny Lowery with From the Ground Up Farms. We'll take a little break here and return to our interview. Welcome back to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. Today we're speaking with Jenny Lowery with fromthegroundupfarms.org.
Talk about heroes. North Valley Community Foundation has heard our plea for the Concow area. And again, when I say Concow, it's that entire Highway 70 side of the canyon. There's so many small communities up there and amazing, very relevant families that matter. The grants have just, I don't want to say they've been easy because I spend many, many hours. That's how we have to get the grant money. The more awareness we can bring to the variety of programs that we have available, the more we're heard through radio stations, through newspaper articles, any way we can get our attention brought in, it brings in more funding, provides validity to the, I guess, to what we're trying to do, to our mission, which we still teach life skills. They just now also include milling wood and a backhoe and a dump truck and how to rebuild.
Mm-hmm. And teaching those life skills is just by doing it with them.
Doing it with them. It's even our children's garden program. The parents are required to stay. It's not a drop-off. Yeah. You have to stay. You don't have to participate. You're welcome to find a nice shady tree and just relax while we work with the kids. There's always a science-based, a math-based, some exciting program for the kids. And pre-COVID, they met there once a week. Every Friday, the kids there. They have at Kentfield Garden, they have their own section. We just built an outdoor teaching kitchen, the very first of its kind, courtesy of the Power of 100 Women Chico. I presented a proposal to them. We want to show, you can't teach this in a classroom, but when you can walk over and harvest a piece of food and then walk right over to a kitchen and cook it on site, it's a game changer. We just finished it. We're about to go stock it this weekend and put dishes in it. There's a lot of garden programs. There's a lot of life skill programs. And what we have always tried to do is fill the gaps. What do you want to know? We were working with the tourist shelter and we asked them, what do you want us to bring you? They wanted to learn how to repair bicycles. Okay. So we contacted Sensible Cyclery, which is a work training program of formerly homeless folks that have now got into housing, got into a work program. They're being trained to make a living at this. So they came to the tourist shelter and gave an hour-long tutorial to people they know from when they were homeless. The pride they felt was incredible. And this is where we try to be different. We try to let your hands work with our hands.
Wow. There's an address or there's the farm. Where is the garden and how can people go there?
Kentfield Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at 1125 Kentfield Road. So we have Kentfield Garden is a main public location. And then we'll be replanting and revamping Lake Concow Campground Community Garden as well. And so lots of opportunity.
Is the Kentfield Road, is that Chico or where's the...
Chico. Kentfield Chico. Road is Chico.
Okay.
And then the campground's address is 12967 mm-hmm. Concow Road. Mm-hmm. And it comes up as Orville, even though it's Concow because there's no post office. But they can Google Lake Concow Campground, and it gives really good mapping.
So people can just show up at these places and see what's going on?
They can just show up and eat food. They can just show up and check it out. They can show up anytime they want. We have no fences, no barriers. The idea is to grow it. What they say about the baseball diamond, if you build it, they will come. And if you grow it, they will eat it. We've had the most amazing notes left for us. One woman left us a note, and it was with a children's color crayon on the back of a Rite Aid receipt. And in pink, it says, thank you. We were starving. they happened to run across the garden. I was hooked.
You know? Oh, Jenny, just,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
Chapman Elementary, Principal Mike realized they had an issue with the kids. They come in all sugared up from the Fruit Loops and the Trix and the Cocoa Puffs. About 10 o'clock, it's a disaster as these kids are all doing the sugar crash. And so he realized if he wants to do something different, he can't teach kids. He needs to teach the parents. And we know that teaching the kids is the best way to teach the parents, to do it together. And so when we started years ago, there was a lot of hoops to jump through to bring food and cook it and feed at a school. Wasn't all organic certified. We aren't organic certified. So what we did is when the cafeteria closed at 5 o'clock and the after school program was over, we just borrowed their cafeteria. We would go in and just throw down vegetables of every color and knives and cutting boards. And they thought we were crazy. These kids would run in and grab red and yellow and some green and they'd cut it all up. We'd have two burners going with frying pans, and they each got to make their own stir fry. And we already had pre-cooked rice in a rice cooker. You know, things like that. I remember, and the great thing is they have to be taught through an interpreter, which was another new experience. It's none of us knew how to say lettuce in Spanish. So out came 50 phones as we all typed in lettuce in Spanish. And it was amazing. We all learned as a group with a language barrier how to talk vegetables in a cafeteria at Chapman Elementary. They loved it.
When you say a crew goes in, how many people? And you must have a real solid core of dedicated volunteers that work with you to do that.
There's about six of us, yeah. Hardcore volunteers. But we are surrounded by amazing friends and community, and we've been around long enough now that they know who we are. More than proven, we're here to help. We want nothing in return. Mm-hmm. It never costs money. Nothing we do ever costs money. Mm-hmm. Everything is always free. That's my job to figure out how to pay for this madness, but It's working, you know, and we're able to really, really make a difference.
You're listening to Jenny Lowry from the Ground upfarms.org.
The best way for people to, a couple of things, get involved and also donate. Now, one of the things I was thinking about when you and I were talking about the computer and things like that, are there some specific things that someone could donate that would be, especially important for you? I was thinking like a computer or something like that. You know, how to do it and, you know,
like any nonprofit, of course, financial donations go the furthest, but we love used stuff. And so if you have a couple extra shovels or a couple extra rakes, or if you're at the hardware store and you see gloves on sale, grab a pack and just drop them off at Kent Field. We have things show up all the time. We never know where they come from. Just all of a sudden, we put out on Facebook what our needs are, and magically, 1125 Kent Field Road, everything just finds its way there.
And find you on Facebook?
Facebook is, I'm not a fan of social media at all, but it's extremely useful for From the Ground Up because it's free advertisement, free promotion. Mm-hmm. It gives me a way to let everybody know what we need as well as what we have to offer. And they know right now, fire, for 2 years, we've been helping so much with the fire that they know to watch our page. And the minute funding comes in for more gift cards, we put out an announcement. They're there an hour early. I have to be careful how I schedule it to make sure I have time to get there and set up because there's just a line waiting for us. Now we're doing a lot of gas and grocery cards because those are the immediate needs.
Okay.
But we have been working with Senator Dolly's office in Sacramento and have been working with the Farmers to Families Food Box Program. So once a month, we've been distributing about 30,000 pounds of food boxes. We did one big giveaway. We had 32,000 pounds. I think it was 1,700 12-pound boxes of food. Then we also, through various agencies, we were able to give out diapers, blankets, gift cards. We just keep giving. It just keeps coming back, and we're running with it.
The best way to keep track of what's going on with you is the Facebook connection, right?
Probably the Facebook for now. And the email comes to me. The website contact comes to me. I'm it. It all lands on my computer. So no matter what form sending a message they choose, whether it's text, whether it's email, internet, however, I can respond. I'm pretty good about it.
And then that email, like I did Jenny at From the Ground Up, but is there a generic one or for an email?
It's From the Ground Up 2013 at hotmail.com.
Okay.
Is the From the Ground Up email.
Okay. Say it one more time.
From the Ground Up 2013 at hotmail.com.
Okay. So I want people to be able to, you know, as they've heard you speak today, I think that it's probably going to inspire some people. I really hope so, because it sure is. It is inspiring, really, Jenny. It's just wonderful to hear you.
No, I can't emphasize enough. We would be nothing without 8 years worth of volunteers that have, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears invested in these gardens. We didn't know what we were doing, and we work a lot with Chico State. We work a lot with every program that we can find. The other advantage to our Kentfield garden is we allow others to use it. There's a shade area with a giant conference table. We now have an outdoor kitchen, runs on propane and connected to water. We let other groups come have their meetings there. We've had weddings in that garden. Mm-hmm. We've had music videos done in that garden. A group called Ground Support USA asked me one time, what else do you do in your garden? They picked 10 nonprofits across the country, and they drove from New York to Pismo Beach, and we were one of those. So they stopped for 2 days with a camera crew. We had belly dancers. We had cooking demos. We had DJs teaching kids how to DJ. You name it. We had the edible petal was there. It was pure insanity. For 2 days, we had a blast.
I just love hearing this. All right, Jenny, great talking to you.
You too. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been North State Give and Take. You've been listening to Jenny Lowery with FromTheGroundUpFarms.org. If you are a nonprofit or a community organization or a person interested in being on North State Give and Take, you can contact me at heretoday@gmail.com. That's HEARTODAY @gmail.com. I'll get back to you. We do Zoom calls and we do an interview, and it's pretty painless. All right, until next time. Thank you.